South Korea, Japan, U.S. to hold defense drills on heels of North Korea attending China parade. Seoul, South Korea, Japan, and the United States will conduct annual defensive drills starting on September 15 to upgrade aerial, naval, and cyber operational capabilities against North Korea's nuclear and missile threats, South Korea's military said on Friday. The Freedom Edge exercise is an annual drill designed to implement regional peace and stability, South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said in a statement, adding that the drill will be conducted in compliance with international law. The military did not provide more details on the exercise, including the number of troops or types of equipment involved. The exercise follows large-scale 10-day troop mobilization drills by the South Korean and U.S. militaries last month to assess their defense readiness against North Korean threats, which Pyongyang criticized as proof of the allies' hostile intent against it. The announcement comes after a dramatic appearance by the leaders of North Korea, Russia, and China in Beijing this week at a major military parade that showcased China's military might in a show of solidarity against the West. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un concluded his visit by holding a summit with Chinese leader Xi Jinping on Thursday, reaffirming his support for China's interests as he seeks to restore close ties with his country's main economic benefactor. Kim also held talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Separately, South Korea's defense ministry said on Friday that Japan's defense minister and the chair of the NATO Military Committee will attend the Seoul Defense Dialogue of senior military officials from around the world starting on Monday. By Jack Kim.